5 minutes after 4 o'clock. So what do you know about the world of professional bodybuilding? I'll ask you the question again in 5 minutes' time, and I'm sure you'll tell me a lot more than you told me right now.
This afternoon on Hot Off the Bench, I have a competitive bodybuilder who recently won the IFBB SA Federation's Gauteng East Rand, West Rand and City Bend combined show. Petogo Siyane, welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM.
Hi Jude, how are you?
All good, man. Firstly, congratulations on your recent win. Am I right in saying that it was your competitive debut, and how was that experience?
Yes, man. Firstly, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was my first competition ever. I've put it off for quite some time until I felt I was ready, and I was really surprised at what we managed to achieve.
You say that you put it off for a while. Why is that, and what made you jump in?
Well, I didn't feel I was ready yet. I've been, you know, in and out the gym not very consistently for about 10 years now. Over the last 2.5, say, almost 3 years now, I've got a coach and I've taken it pretty seriously. And that's when the results have really, really shown. So now that I've got that discipline, now that I can call myself a proper athlete, I decided to step on stage.
With COVID and stuff, did that affect your progression at all?
Yeah, I mean, during the first lockdown, I mean, I had plans of competing last year. Obviously, things may have been very different, but I had plans of competing last year, and all the shows were being moved about, and there weren't any spectators allowed at the shows. So, you know, between that and training at home and not being motivated to not share, I wanted to share that experience with my friends and family. So I decided, you know what, let me just take the year off and just train at home and do my best to stay in shape for the rest of the year. And then this year when we started prepping, we had the lockdown extension in, I think it was August, late July. So yeah, I had to train at home again. Actually visited my mom's house to train there a few times. And then yeah, I think moving off the shows did help in terms of giving me more time to get even better.
And I think bodybuilding is a sport that not many people are familiar with. I'm sure they know about it, but not what goes on or what goes into it. How does it work on the day?
100%. So on the day, you generally have your athletes come in. Right now, it's a bit different in terms of the structure because of COVID regulations. But what they try and do is get you there about an hour before you step on stage to get your second coat of tan, the first coat you would have got at registration the day before. And then on the day, like I said, you get your second coat of tan and you go and relax in the athlete holding area where normally people just put their feet up and lay down on a mattress or blankets and just try and relax before their showtime. And when they call you up, you know, you go backstage, you eat a few chips or you eat some gummy worms or something that'll help you with your pump and get, you know, those the blood flowing and all of that. And then you start pumping up backstage to get you ready for your look when you get on stage.
What's the importance of the tanning?
So, yeah, I get that a lot, actually. You know, being African, having dark skin myself, people often think that we don't need tan. But what the tan does is it smooths your skin out in terms of the discoloration that you may naturally have and the hyperpigmentation, and it gives you a nice clean look. And also, the darker your skin is, the better your muscles show. So it's just a better way of presenting your physique and allowing, you know, all your muscles to show as optimally as possible.
Now you're on stage, what do the judges look for and how do they score it all?
So bodybuilding is generally about condition, which is how lean you are. That condition allows the judges to see the muscle and the separation in the muscles a lot better. Then you've got something called symmetry, which is, you know, how do you look from left to right, and, you know, does your body essentially look the same, almost like a mirror's in between. And then there's balance between top and bottom, which is, are your legs, the size of your legs, comparable to the top half of your body? You know, that's generally your balance. And then muscularity, how much muscle you have on your frame. You can't have too much muscle, in my opinion, because, you know, you don't want to have this look that's not aesthetic. And then, yeah, it's just your posing in some divisions is marked as well.
When last have you had a burger, just out of interest sake?
Dude, okay, so I competed at the show last weekend, and after the show they allow you to go and eat what you want. My coach allowed me to go have whatever, and I had two garlic got cheesy garlic rolls. I had 600 grams of ribs. I had pizza that night, and sweets and chocolate and chips and champagne, and I went all out. So that's generally what happens post show.
With your recent win, you now move on to the SA Champs. When is that happening?
Indeed. So SA Champs are this weekend. The IFBB SA Champs will be hosted at the Walter Sisulu Sports Hall in Randburg, and that'll be over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Shoot, and then for people who want to see what you look like, how ripped you are, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at PHE2GO, and on TikTok, it's the same handle at Pe2Go.
Petuko Siane, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5 Drive, and I wish you nothing but the best for the SA Champs and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, Jude. Thanks for having me.
That is really fascinating. I'm going to put that onto catch up 5fm.co.za today. I'm checking the Instagram out. Man is jacked for sure, Judy.
Dude, it's like someone chiseled the muscles in.
Yo, nice one. I can see there's a picture of a burger here on his Instagram too. Another cheat day, perhaps.
not often. It's not often.
Not as often as me, I can tell you that for free. 30 minutes after 4 o'clock, that's the time right now on 5 Drive. We'll do news and sport with Nadia and Jude, and then make a winner with Samsung on 5.